More news stories now, including how a UEA graduate ran for his life from a terror attack, and the Bitton Line Community Railway celebrates 20 years of improvements. But first, the owner of a controversial city hotel denies that it has permanently closed.
The MJB Lodge Hotel on Unthank Road is no longer taking bookings on website booking.com and the website of the company which operates it. MJB is no longer online. Neighbours also reported seeing furniture removed from the property and workmen at the site in recent weeks, sparking hopes from them that it was shut. But its owner, Tony Burlingham, has since confirmed that the closure was only temporary and that it will eventually reopen. He said August was quiet for bookings in Norwich and added that a number of his staff had requested holiday. It is just easier to close it down for a couple of days. There are not so many people in Norwich this month and I'm not going to employ agency staff. He said the hotel could reopen in 10 days.
A Broads Authority key assistant has been hailed a hero after saving a four-year-old girl who fell into the water between a boat and the quayside at the Great Yarmouth Yacht Station. Gary Cotton, aged 58, plunged into the icy water after the young girl, who is not being identified, moments after she fell over the edge. He said, "I'd just finished helping a hire cruiser moor at the station. I was talking to the group when I heard the mother shout, 'She's going in!'" Mr. Cotton, who lives in Lowestoft, said he saw the young girl fall over the edge in a blur. "It happened so quickly. She was about 10 metres away when she went over, and we all rushed over to the side." He said the tide was coming in, and he first pushed the boat aside to see better. "I was hoping for a reach rescue where I could grab her, but she was out of reach. I could just make out her blonde hair in the murky water as she sank." Realising that the tide was coming in, Mr. Cotton jumped to the side of the girl so she would be pushed towards him. "I was wearing a life jacket and I knew that I had between 3 to 5 seconds before it inflated, so I had to grab her in that time, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to dive down after her." As he went under the water, he swept his arms outwards. "I couldn't see her, but I could feel her, and I grabbed her. I pushed her upwards, and my life jacket went off. People standing on the side pushed the boat away, and the girl's older brother reached down and grabbed her by the hair and pulled her out." Mr. Cotton said the girl's teenage sister had also jumped in, and he, along with some members of the family, assisted her in getting out. He said that once out of the water, he looked around for the young girl. "She was breathing but looked in shock," he said. "An ambulance was called and she received treatment, and fortunately it all ended happily."
A UEA graduate has described the terrifying moment he took cover inside a restaurant as a terrorist ploughed into a crowd of people in Barcelona. Eneco de Marcos was one of thousands of people left fearing for their lives after a van sped into crowds on Las Ramblas, killing at least 14 and leaving dozens more injured. The 26-year-old, who used to work at Swinton Insurance in Norwich, had been at a restaurant with a friend when he suddenly heard a loud bang, followed by hundreds of people running and screaming. He rushed into the restaurant and spent the next 3.5 hours locked inside until police were able to confirm that the area was safe. English teacher Mr. De Marcos said, "We heard a noise, but it didn't know if it was a bomb or why people were running. But it was chaos. I just ran. It was a life and death scenario, and I didn't know what was happening, so I legged it."
A Norwich snooker player who suffers from a rare disability is aiming to pocket his first national title win next month. David Church from Lakenham only started playing 5 years ago, but has already made a name for himself on the national circuit. Earlier this year, the 21-year-old who suffers from Moebius syndrome made it to the final of the World Disability Billiards and Snooker Manchester Classic competition. He was seeded as number one in the knockout stages of the Welsh Open, before being knocked out in the quarterfinals by Daniel Blunn, who later won the tournament. Now Mr. Church is hoping to make it third time lucky as he enters the 2017 Open Disability Snooker Championship in Wolverhampton.
Listeners across Norwich will have a new option on their audio menu when a digital station is launched. Antenna will begin broadcasting in Norwich a year since it began its life on digital radio. The station, which has sister services in Manchester, Glasgow, Portsmouth, Aldershot and Woking, can also be heard online or via its app.
It is still one of the busiest train lines in Norfolk, taking tourists into the heart of the countryside and to the coast. But that wouldn't be the case if it weren't for one partnership. The Bittern Line Community Rail Partnership, the CRP, promotes Norfolk's railways and has developed the Norwich to Sheringham line over the years. Now the organisation is celebrating its 20th anniversary. During its lifetime, the CRP has played an invaluable role in supporting and developing projects to promote the railway, which has helped to build community links, improve station facilities and upgrade train services. The CRP was launched in 1997 as part of an initiative between Anglia Railways and Norfolk County Council to revitalise the rail links between Norwich and the North Norfolk coast. Jonathan Denby, Head of Corporate Affairs for Greater Anglia, said, "The most satisfying thing so far is the fact that collectively we've succeeded in attracting many more people to the line. Back in 1997, we were attracting around 200,000 journeys on the line, but now it's well over 600,000. That's great for the railway, but also for the communities along the line."